Once there was a time.
The reason we tried to go in a bit more with a more sophisticated sound than the old pirate radio stations is threefold. One, because it was widely felt that Radio 1 had taken over the mantle of the radio pirate radios and was doing the job, albeit not as well as the pirate radio stations, and they were still trying to do that job. Secondly, the IBA and the franchise was won on the promise of doing something other than simply being a new pirate radio station. The IBA very much didn't want, and the government didn't want, to be accused of just having put the pirates back onto the land, and therefore we were discouraged very actively from simply going for broke on the top ten. Mark, you know, I don't think any of us really wanted to. I mean, I think we all believed, and to a certain extent we've been justified by Capital's incredible popularity, but we've always believed that there were adults out there, all of them, who actually wanted to be treated like adults. And therefore the music pattern's always been a bit sophisticated. It was never intended to be simply Radio London, the old radio, Big L Radio London. The third reason, really, is that I think we all felt that for once we could actually put a radio station together that we would like to listen to. When I say we all the time, I'm really talking about the DJs, myself.
When we were mulling over ideas, we really wanted, Aidan Day had come by this time, who is now our program controller, was the music director at that time. And we said, wouldn't it be nice to do sort of FM, American FM? And we'd program these sort of dummy programs, and we tried them out, and we all thought, oh, that's great. That's really what we wanted to get into. And then when we went on the air, we found out that it really didn't work as well as we thought it would work.